We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to That's Good Sports. I am Brandon. I have to admit, Browns versus Bengals Thursday night football was more entertaining than expected, Perna. I also have to admit the new photos leaked for the Christian McCaffrey GQ magazine will make you question everything you think you know about your sexuality. And also, what time period Run CMC actually exists in. Joe Burrow might end up being the best rookie quarterback to lose 16 games, and the Browns are going to bounce between contenders and pretenders every other week like an overinflated basketball. Today, I will give you the key takeaways from Thursday Night Football, and I will give Christian McCaffrey appropriate names for all of his modeling looks and a couple other NFL things. Let's get sports. All right, here's what we done learned from the Browns-Bengals game. Head coach Zach Taylor, who I think is actually a year younger than Joe Burrow, is going to throw the ball more than a shit ton, which mathematically speaking is a fuckload this season. Joe Burrow, or as he's known in Mexico, Jose Donkey, set a rookie QB passing record for most completions at 37 on 61 attempts. When you throw it 61 times, you are bound to have some gems, like this one Burrow slang to Tyler Boyd in the end zone. The Bengals, they have their quarterback. All of the things Burrow does wrong on the field are due to inexperience in the NFL. Holding onto the ball a little too long, taking sacks when he should throw it away. All those things he will correct with more game reps. His biggest enemy, though, is the Bengals organization. Can they put a good team around him, a good offensive line in front of him? Can they sign an old receiver everyone loved to create the perfect football catcher group? No, not Chad Johnson. I'm talking about the dream pairing of CJ Uzama and TJ Houshmandzadeh. Imagine getting to say both of those names every week. Unfortunately, that won't happen because Uzama tore his Achilles in this game and is done for the season. That might make tight end Drew Sample a must-add in your fantasy league. Sure, the sample size is small, but he was the only guy who actually made a one-handed grab in this game. Not Odell. Had the Bengals signed fullback Andy Janovich instead of the Browns, maybe Cincy wins their second game of the season and prevents poor Joe Burrow from losing back-to-back games for the first time in his football career, dating back to high school. Andy Jano paved the way for Nick Chubb's first touchdown run. Yes, this is a big dick run by the aptly named Chubb, but dear God, one of the dumb things the Broncos did this offseason was let the perfect specimen of a man in Andy Janovich go to Cleveland. Browns, treasure this man. And just know he cuts balls off, eats manwiches, blows up defenders, and most importantly, start funding your cloning program now. Because what you need?
Love Jano. He's Jano to me. If we had 22 Janos, we would be all right.
It's 22 Janos. Randy Bullock's leg healed very quickly. I'm not going to insult him for faking an injury after a terrible miss last week. In fact, I think he's on to something. I would fake an injury after every kick if I were a kicker. It makes every field goal look more impressive, and every miss has a built-in excuse. It's the Ben Roethlisberger approach to kicking. Now, Kevin Stefanski finally got Baker Mayfield rolling out, and Mayfield dropped a fucking dime rolling left and then hitting a streaking Odell Beckham Jr. for the diving touchdown. Note, no poop reference by me on that throw, but you know who did make one? Pro Football Focus. When PFF makes a reference to human duty, you know that shit's going to follow you for a long time. My question is, what will OBJ be more famous for in 10 years? One-handed catches or the thing he allegedly likes in bed? Both are already overplayed. Now, play action worked for the Browns because Nick Chubb was untackleable. Sure, he got stuffed on the goal line repeatedly like a Build-A-Bear. Remember those. But Cleveland's defense answered by stripping Burrow of the ball by the supple, gentle hands of Myles Garrett, which then gave the Browns the touchdown they should have scored before we learned Nick Chubb could indeed be stopped. Not to be outdone, though, the Bengals displayed three of their very own worst plays with first and goal to go from the one, losing yards every snap until settling for a field goal. There was nothing more representative of a Browns-Bengals ball game than watching both offenses fail with a first and goal on the one-yard line. The Browns had three rushing touchdowns in this game, two from Chubb, plus a tutty from Hunt on 10 carries for 86 yards, over 200 ground yards total. And still, everyone was like, Odell is back with his one touchdown catch on four receptions. How he draws so much attention all the time is truly impressive. Cleveland found the formula, though, for success if they stick to it. Run the ball, and then play action so Baker can make easy throws. His pro comparison should have been Jake the Snake Plumber. Here's the kicker, and why I am back on the Browns could sneak, and I really emphasize the word sneak, into the playoffs this year. Their defensive front looked very good. They had three sacks, held Joe Mixon, who people still tell me is one of the best backs in the league, even though I have never personally witnessed it, to 46 yards on 16 rushes. They were also without cornerback Greedy Williams, cornerback Kevin Johnson, linebacker Jacob Phillips, linebacker Mac Wilson, and defensive end Olivier Vernon. The Browns' defense might be very serviceable if they can get to full strength, especially if Sheldon Richardson keeps sitting quarterbacks down like they're kindergartners. My other takeaway is that the Chargers might be the worst NFL team to win week one. Their offense looked horrible against that Bengals defense. The same Bengals defense the Browns steamrolled with their rushing attack. LA lost center Mike Pouncey for the season this week. And now we sit back and wait for the quarterback taken right after Burrow in Justin Herbert and ask every week, when will he start? So from the new Chargers to the old. Well, football is finally back, and it was good to see guys back out on the gridiron over the weekend. Lucky for us, that's just week one. And there is no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 2, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into a hundo of dollars when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a single dollar bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin Franklin. How could you pass that up? If you're new to the DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now to scout their latest offers. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, a sportsbook that goes wherever you go, even to the bathroom. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 2, bet $1 on that team, and if they win, you can win $100. That's $1 to $100 when you use the promo code DNVR during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years or older, Colorado only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
This is a weird segue. According to a Vice.com article, scientists have discovered a 100-million-year-old sperm fossil that has been preserved in amber, the color of our energy. This is great news because scientists have already contacted Philip Rivers and Antonio Cromartie, two pro athletes known to have the strongest sperm on Earth, and asked if they could splooge into some amber in case humanity is on the verge of extinction, Children of Men style. The Rivers Cromartie is what scientists will rename every river on Earth when those two men repopulate all of humanity. Now, Luke Lefeste posted these pics of Christian McCaffrey for October's issue of GQ magazine. If I were Run CMC's agent, I'm not sure this would be the direction I went with his image. It makes Christian look way too serious, and like he makes the majority of his income as a male stripper or a gigolo. Naturally, I decided to name each of these looks. You have to name your looks. That's what Zoolander taught us. And it taught me so much more than that, really. Look number one, though, is the angel wedgie. Look two, boardwalk simp ire, or sleepy paperboy. It was a long day delivering papers, but I'm ready to service you, Mrs. Robinson. And Mr. Robinson. Look number three, I call this Dallas Cowboys. Look number four, the tea bag breakfast. This will be known as the worst PR decision McCaffrey's ever made. I get it though, when you become rich and have a very hot woman in your life, you think you can take photos like this and nobody will make fun of you. That's just not true, Christian. You have to be more careful than ever. Otherwise, a-holes like me will see this and title it Sexy Constipated. And then you're gonna wonder why Odell Beckham is blowing up your DMs. Oh my God, when will we stop with these Odell jokes? We have to stop. We have to. Can we all agree to stop? I will do my best. To conclude, though, I present the opposite of sexy constipated. Body by Taco Bell, Matthew Judon giving out fake promo codes for Lamar Jackson merch.
Flock Nation, what it is. So my promo code, Judon99, on NewEraApparel.com is up right now. So y'all go, the man.
Hey, look, y'all definitely gotta pay. Y'all definitely gotta pay full
but
price.
But the promo code,
full price.
50% off,
oh,
all merch,
oh, no.
20.
For what?
20% off?
No, definitely not.
20% off, hey, all merch, go on there right now. Shop New Era.
I don't know. For my money, on a team full of great personalities, Matthew Judon might be the funniest guy there. So please, try and buy Action Jackson merch with this promo code. Tell me if it works. That's not a sponsorship or anything. I just want to know. Also, if the Browns are in fact a decent football team, how fucking good are the Ravens right now? Sorry, I said that wrong. How good are the AFC 2020 Super Bowl representative Ravens? That's my AFC pick. Thanks for watching another episode of That's Good Sports. Please subscribe here on YouTube.
Wow, football is finally back, and it was good to see guys back out on the gridiron over the weekend. Lucky for us, that's just week one, and there is no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 2, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into a hundo of dollars when they bet on any team. That's right, you can place a single dollar bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash a cool Benjamin Franklin. How could you pass that up? If you're new to the DraftKings Sportsbook, head to the app now to scout their latest offers. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, a sportsbook that goes wherever you go, even to the bathroom. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code DNVR when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on that team, and if they win, you can win $100. That's $1 to $100 when you use the promo code DNVR during sign-up for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 years or older, Colorado only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.